Marco Werman, and this is The World. We're a co-production with the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. The standoff at a wildlife sanctuary in Oregon entered day four today. On one side, there's a group of self-appointed militiamen. They say they want to restore the people's rights to the land. On the other side is the federal government and U.S. law enforcement agencies. The protesters, who are fully armed, are now calling themselves Citizens for Constitutional Freedom. They're part of an anti-government movement that may seem unique to the U.S., but some see shades of Israel in this story, too. Neri Zilber is with the Washington Institute for Near East Policy. He's in Tel Aviv, and he sees some parallels between those militiamen in Oregon and some of the more radical Jewish extremists from the Israeli-occupied West Bank.
We've seen similar developments here in Israel over the past number of years. These radical sub-state groups, very zealous, very militant, at least in their ideology, taking action, very much contravening the authority of the state and causing great harm.
I mean, we're talking about Jewish extremists here. They're all Israeli citizens, I'm going to assume. What is their fundamental problem with the authority of the Israeli state?
Well, it's important to define them as extremist Jewish settlers.
Okay.
So they're based in the West Bank, and a subgroup of the settler movement is quite militant, up to and including not recognizing the authority of even Israel, the Jewish state, as it were. They take actions into their own hands, similar to what we saw this past summer, the firebombing of a family home, a Palestinian family home in the West Bank, causing a number of fatalities. So these are the types of actions that this small subset of these militant settlers are now actually doing.
Yeah, we were actually reporting on the follow-up to the murder of that toddler, the arson attack, and must say the parents died from that attack as well. The Rebellion is the name of this group. What has that done to kind of sane minds in Israel? Is it shaken the state?
Very much so. Over the past few weeks after this case, after this prosecution of the believed perpetrators became public, you saw widespread condemnation across the Israeli political spectrum of these perceived perpetrators, of the movement that very much gave rise to them. So that's encouraging in the sense that you even have prominent settler leaders, prominent settler rabbis coming out very forcefully against these types of actions, as we saw, murder.
The weird thing is, I mean, you pin a lot of this on settlers, but settlers in the West Bank, they have to serve in the Israeli military, right? Don't they pledge allegiance to the mission of Israel?
Well, some of them do. I would say a majority of them do. The perpetrators of an attack like we saw last summer usually do not serve because precisely for the reason that they're viewed as too extreme and that they don't recognize the authority of the state. Now, having said that, these extremists didn't rise in a vacuum. There's a whole political ideology, a whole physical infrastructure in the West Bank that gave rise to them and what they're doing now. So it's important to realize that these individuals, whether in Oregon or here in Israel, there's a whole backstory to them, a whole ideology and political movement. Whether the political movement or ideology supports them in their actions is a different matter.
Mm. You know, one thing that strikes me about both cases, Israel and Oregon, is that it's about land. In Oregon, it's about a federal wildlife sanctuary in Judea and Samaria, which is what religious Jews call the West Bank. It's about land for Israeli settlements. Talk about why you think land is such a trigger in both cases.
Well, I think for religious Jews, for Messianic Jews here in Israel, it's viewed as a redemptive move. To come to the land, Judea and Samaria, the West Bank, and to live there, to build there with an eye, for some of them, to recreating the ancient biblical kingdoms of Judea. So they very much have a purpose, a divine purpose in their minds for what they're doing. And in Oregon, you could even say this right-wing nativist stream views itself as a genuine and the true manifestation of the American ideal, upholding the Constitution and everything that America was created for. So there are actually similar parallels as far as their motivating mission.
Neri Zilber with the Washington Institute for Near East Policy in Tel Aviv. Thank you.
Pleasure, Marco.